Hello?
Hi, is this Alex?
Yeah, this is Alex.
Good to speak with you again, Alex. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke on Monday regarding branding your business on Google, doing a website for you, Facebook ads,
Yeah, I
etc.
remember.
Wanted to reach back out to you. Wanted to see if you had any questions. See if maybe, you've got a little bit more time to go over our services, see if it'd be a good fit for you.
Yeah, I think I have time right now.
Oh, good, good. So, I mean, you kind of were saying that it's something you're really interested in. You see a value to, getting calls directly to you. Now, again, we will build a website for you. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, our service is a month-to-month service, and since most potential customers will want to look at a website, especially for your services. Having that website means not only more phone calls for you, but a higher quality call, a higher conversion rate. Most people will only call you after seeing that website because they saw something that they liked. Now, do you have photos of some of the work that you've done already?
Yes, I do.
You do perfect. Now, the initial construction of the website is included, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website. So you can always send us new photos of jobs that we send you, videos even. We can add that to your website. Alex, if you do want to make changes to your website on your own, you can do that. You'll have access to a website editor tool. It's one of the things that you'll have access with your client dashboard too. So obviously the dashboard is meant for you to be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You can respond to reviews or request reviews. No matter where those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. And again, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri, all the content Google looks for. Most of that will allow someone to write a review, and again, it will be right there on your tracking system for you to respond to. If you wanted us to respond to your emails or to your reviews or requests, I can do that for you. I wouldn't do it personally, but we would do that for you at no additional cost. No additional cost for anything. No taxes, fees, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I think I did ask you before, but I didn't put it in the notes. Did you have any preference of residential over commercial or vice versa or no preference at all?
Oh, yeah, the preference of residential over commercial for sure.
But you can take commercial jobs if it's a good fit for you, right?
Yes.
Maybe lighter or smaller commercial jobs. Now, of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing the leads down. You can be selective with the jobs that you take. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper or a crew, a couple of guys?
I've got a big enough crew.
You do. So you
I
can.
can, yeah.
Oh yeah, perfect. So keep in mind it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, and it's of course not for companies starving or struggling just to keep their doors open, but you will get phone calls. Always anybody in your service area, 50 miles, and we can target, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. We don't draw a big circle around you, so we can go a little bit farther that way, not quite as far this way. If there are places even 10, 15 miles away that you don't want to go, don't want to talk to those people, we don't run your ads there. So you're only going to get calls from the people in the places you want to service, and it's very targeted for the services you provide. So you're only going to be getting calls for those types of jobs. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, just how do we go about like setting up the website and getting the pictures and all that stuff?
Good question. So the next step is to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained expert technicians will talk to you in detail about how you want your website to look. Anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. What's unique about your business? If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, in the beginning, we ask that you email photos to us so that we can build out your website. Now, you'll have access to that detailed tracking and reporting system. Your website takes about 5 to 7 business days to go live. From that point on, it will always be active online, even if we're making changes to it, or like I mentioned, you can make changes yourself. Once your tracking system is up, you can either upload photos there for us to add to your website, or you can make those changes to your website on your own. And again, anything can be updated down the road, even if it's like a phone number, if it's just adding photos, or even, you know, senior discount, military holiday special, 10% off a specific service, or if your services kind of shift focus a little bit as the seasons change, we'll be able to make those changes too.
Okay, that'll work.
So when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we are speaking on now the number that you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number, the number you want on your website?
Yes.
It is. Perfect. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. The website that we build will also have a contact form. So residential or even the right light small commercial client can fill out that form, tell you what they need to have done, where they're located, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. Of course, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we will list it physically on your website. People would be able to see it. It can be a personal email. That's fine. We just don't show it on the website. It would still be attached to that contact form, but no one would even know what it is. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you from time to time. Alex, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
I would have a personal one. It's alexrgta.
Okay.
10 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. So definitely a personal email, which is perfectly fine. Like I said, it won't show anywhere online, not on your website or anywhere else. But we will attach it to the contact form and use that email to contact you. Usually emails are for longer pieces of information, but if it's your preferred method of contact, we can use emails more regularly. We also use phone and text. Did you have any particular preference as to how we reach out to you regarding your account?
Text. Phone or text.
Phone or text, yeah. And text usually, and that's what you said first, but text is far and away, I'd say, the most popular response for service-based businesses. But I've got here text or phone. And your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. There's not a physical address or showroom location. I think it was on an Angie list that I did see 3993 Duncan Creek Road. Is that your residence?
No, that's our shop. My residence is different.
Do you receive mail at that address if ever we did need, for whatever reason, to mail a PIN card out to you or something like that?
No, that would be a different one. I can give it to you.
Yeah, perfect. And like I said, your physical address will not appear anywhere online. Google expects service-based businesses to be run out of the truck, run out of the home. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your residence and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But what is that other address?
It's 2722 Little John Street, Florence, Alabama.
Okay. You said that was 2722?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, cut out just a little bit. And then the zip code?
356-33.
356-33. Okay, got a little static or feedback. I'm not sure if you hear it. Oh, and then Mary never did get your last name, and I didn't either the last time we spoke.
Yeah, it's Argueta, A-R-G-U-E-T-A.
It's A-R-G-U-E-T-A. Okay, perfect. And if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, the next step is to schedule that follow-up call with your client interview technician. One other thing that I'm required to do here, Alex, because we are a Google partner, it's required that I read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. In this case, we are reducing the cost of the service to exactly $249. We're actually waiving the setup fee. The website is included, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually though pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call with your client interview technician, Mr. Argueta, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? Alex, what works best for you, sir?
Is that today or is that on the next appointment, on the follow-up?
We would be able to take care of that today. That actually lets us get a head start before we even do your client interview. So we'll start doing what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll start to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent. We do the keyword research for the services that we think are relevant. And of course, we fine-tune that once we speak with you. It would bill for exactly $249.
Okay, yeah, it's just that I'm driving right now, so I couldn't, pull out the card and read it all out and all that. You know, that's what I was saying. Maybe I could pay the next time.
Tomorrow. Yeah, that explains the little bit of static that I was hearing. I didn't know you were driving, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We definitely do want you to be safe. Your hands free, I hope, and you can continue the conversation, if not necessarily pull your credit card out, right?
Right.
So I might as well, since I've got you on the phone and I've got a little bit of time here before my meeting at the top of the hour, to read the voice verification. Like I said, it's required of us anyway. It is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, and then we can together take a look at the follow-up call for Monday. We are Monday through Friday, so we'll be closed Saturday and Sunday. But I've got the voice verification pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Argueta, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, just the name of your business, the way you want it to appear on your website, on your Google listing. I mean, I have WA Construction. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay, perfect. And then, Alex, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Alex Argueta, owner.
Alex, as the owner of WA Construction, Mr. Argueta, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Right.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be providing for our services on Monday, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Alex, it says to get results as fast as possible, Mr. Argueta, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Argueta, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. First of all, with all the content that we will be creating for WA Construction, of course we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Alex, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Argueta, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. We will, of course, build that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with the website included, the setup fee waived, of course, with it being month to month and the start date of Monday the 19th, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged on Monday, May 19th in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Alex, that is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps. The Facebook paid ads are included as well, and in this case, we'll also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month and that exact same reduced rate of $249. That $249 is an exact amount, and again, it will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you can pause the service even seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because, as I mentioned, we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Argueta, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude your voice verification. I'm going to attach that to your account. It is for your protection. And again, it will only bill on the 19th and only for $249. If you ever get phone calls from someone, if they are not a potential customer, especially if they claim to be either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question of a security question I'm going to put on here. If anyone even tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even entertain that phone call. It certainly wouldn't be us, and they wouldn't know that information. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name.
Pet's name. That's the popular one today. And then what is the answer?
Sue.
Say that again?
Sue. S-U-E. Sue.
Oh, Stu. Oh, Sue. S-U-E. Gotcha. Yeah, it kept cutting out. I thought you were saying Stu. Sue. And also, the first time sounded like soup, which I... You know, it's kind of an odd name, but could still be someone's pet's name. S-U-E. So I got that in here. I got it in here twice. Now, I'm looking at your client interview calendar for Monday. We're pretty well open. Looks like there's just about one available spot in every hour. So first one starts at 9. Last one starts at 5. Every hour in between with the possible exception of 2 o'clock. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or even very late in the day on Monday?
Yeah, it would be like 4, I would say.
4? Okay. We could do 4. It would be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. It is a one-hour window, but the call takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes max. It usually gets you right at or within a couple of minutes of the beginning part of the hour. So in this case, at 4, get you off the phone about 4:30, 4:35, something like that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, just some basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. You can be driving or working as long as you can carry on that conversation. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll join that conversation, at least in the very beginning, to answer any questions that you have and, of course, introduce you to your client interview technician. I will try to keep my phone lines open. If I am on another call, though, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They will know that the answer to Sue to your security question if you wanted to ask them. Other than that, I'm going to call you. So we've got your client interview scheduled then for 4 o'clock. Did you want me to call you in the morning or just prior to that 4 o'clock appointment?
Just prior to that one.
Okay, so I'll call you like 3:30, something like that, just to give me enough time to reach you, and if I don't reach you, to try you back, leave a message, that kind of thing. But we do have that call scheduled for 4 o'clock on Monday. I did just now send you a calendar invite. It's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, but it says local/CIENG, which stands for client interview in English. At 3 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system that call is scheduled at 4. Other than that, I'm excited to get this going for you. I'll call you like 3:30 on Monday. Again, my name is Paul, and I will get everything set up and squared away. I'm glad we got the voice verification, the security question. Really, it would take me just a couple of minutes to get the information on file that we need, and then our technician will give you that call at that 4 o'clock time. But other than that, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate you. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, too, Mr. Argetta. Alex, you have a great day, sir. Take care.
Bye.